This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. military explosive experts said Saturday they believe a drone strike this week targeted an Israeli-managed oil tanker that came under attack off the coast of Oman in the Arabian Sea, killing two on board. The U.S. Navy says American nuclear-powered aircraft carrier USS Ronald Reagan and the guided missile destroyer USS Mischer are now escorting the tanker as it heads to a safe port. While no one has claimed responsibility for the attack, Israeli officials allege Tehran launched the drone strike. Iran has not directly discussed the incident yet, though tensions remain high over its tattered nuclear deal. Thursday's attack killed two crew members, one from Britain and one from Romania. Two judo silver medalists from Georgia were stripped of their Tokyo 2020 credentials for breaking coronavirus rules by leaving the Olympic Village. An official from their National Olympic Committee said Saturday, it's the first case since the games began of athletes being punished for breaking strict anti-infection rules, which forbid team members from leaving their accommodation except to train and compete. The two ventured out of the compound to meet, quote, one of their good acquaintances who lives in Japan, according to a Georgia Olympic Committee member. The official said the pair had their accreditation revoked on Friday, but they have now left Tokyo to return home to Georgia. Japan is battling record number of infections during the postponed 2020 games and extended a virus state of emergency on Friday. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control says the Delta variant on Friday, first detected in India and now dominant across the globe, is as contagious as chickenpox and far more contagious than the common cold or flu. It can be passed even by vaccinated people and may cause more serious disease. This is VOA News. Hundreds of black-clad Malaysians staged an anti-government protest Saturday in defiance of a ban on public gatherings under coronavirus curbs, piling pressure on the embattled prime minister to resign. The mostly young protesters, wearing masks and keeping distance from one another, waved banners reading stuff like failed government as well as black flags. It was the first sizable demonstration in Malaysia for some time. Many have been reluctant to take to the streets due to virus curbs and for fear of getting infected. But anger is growing at the government's handling of the virus outbreak, which is escalating despite a lockdown. There was a heavy police presence, and officers blocked attempts by protesters to enter a central square before the rally peacefully dispersed. Organizers said about 1,000 demonstrators took part, but police put the number at around 400. Malaysian police told media protesters will be called in for questioning as they had violated the ban on gatherings. The country's outbreak is being driven by the Delta variant, and health officials logged a new daily record of nearly 18,000 cases Saturday. France is bracing for more protests on Saturday against the upcoming special virus passes that will be needed to enter restaurants. As police take up posts to guard against an invasion of some of the famed areas in Paris, some 3,000 security forces are deployed around the French capital for a third Saturday of protest. Legislatures have passed a virus bill requiring the pass in most places beginning August 9th as virus infections spike and hospitalizations are rising. Polls show a majority of French support the pass, but some are opposed. It requires vaccinations or a quick negative test or proof of a recent recovery from COVID-19 and mandates vaccinations for all healthcare workers by mid-September. The United Nations climate chief said Saturday a group of mostly smaller countries submitted new, more ambitious climate pledges to the UN this week, raising pressure on big emitters, including China, to do the same ahead of a major climate summit in November. She says the United Nations has now received new pledges from 110 countries out of the nearly 200 that signed the 2015 Paris Climate Accord. A total of 15 countries, most of them small and with relatively low CO2 emissions, submitted new pledges this week ahead of a July 30th deadline. They include Sri Lanka, Israel, Malawi, and Barbados, while Malaysia, Nigeria, and Namibia were among the larger countries to submit tougher climate targets this week. With deadly heat waves, flooding, and wildfires occurring around the world, calls are growing for urgent action to cut the CO2 emissions heating the planet. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.